We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, howdy there.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
Oh, and you on the back row. Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming. Thank you. 7:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in the house. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. And yes, where the answer is always yes, that's also a sponsor. As it approaches 7:36, your time check, Greg,
yes,
is brought to you by... No,
Hayes.
Wait.
Yep.
No, don't say
nope.
Yes.
Nope. Nope.
By Hayes Jewelers.
Yes.
Where the answer...
Yes.
...is always...
Yes.
Very good.
Okay.
I knew eventually.
I pay attention.
Literally the term sidekick fits rather well, but it is sad news, though. Clarence Gilliard Jr. has passed away at the age of 66. And you say, so who is Clarence Gilliard Jr.?
You know him. You just don't know you know him.
Chuck Norris's sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Yeah. Walker, Texas Ranger. He was the black guy that was his partner, his buddy. Yeah, and he was also in Die Hard. He was in a lot of stuff. I think, was he in? I'm pretty sure he was in Top Gun, too. I'm pretty sure he was, yeah. And anyway, he's passed away at the age of 66, and apparently everybody liked him. Cause of death, unknown. He was a veteran actor, turned film and theater professor, taught at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, College of Fine Arts. They put out a statement, profound sadness. We share this news. The students were deeply inspired by him, as were all who knew him. He had many extraordinary talents and was extremely well known in the university through his dedication to teaching and his professional accomplishments. He had a national and international following through his celebrated work in theater, film, and television. His generosity of spirit was boundless. He was always ready to contribute to projects and performances, however possible. So awesome that he had that, you know, great send off and people say these awesome things about him. But it is sad that he's passed away at what we consider now a tender young age of only 66. So yeah. And yeah, he was in a lot of stuff. All right. What else do we have going on? Oh, I promised you a little kernel of truth possibly coming out of the yapper of Dr. Fauci. Yeah. First of all, I thought this guy was retired. Hey, bozo, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the way out. Oh, no. No, no. Remember, this guy, he could smell the Klieg lights burning. He loved to be on TV. He loved to get on a magazine cover. He couldn't help it. Outgoing National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease director, and the highest paid government employee in history, by the way, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was on CNN. No kidding.
Shocking, huh? His favorite place to be.
Yeah. Anchor Jake Tapper said, so Republicans are taking over the House of Representatives, which Fauci's not in a... supposedly not in a political position.
Yeah, why are you having that conversation?
Yeah. Republicans are taking over the House of Representatives. How do you think that'll affect COVID? I mean, where's he going with this? And he says, which means there's going to be a lot of oversight hearings. Earlier, we heard from soon-to-be chairman of the committee, and obviously, they're going to hold hearings on the origins of COVID. You had said you think it's likely it was a natural development from animal to human. But your mind is open about the possibility being from a lab leak. And the investigation is going to be specifically about whether there's any connection, if there was a lab leak, to U.S. investments in virus research at the Wuhan lab. It's possible, right? Wow.
Hmm.
Jake Tapper, we might have to give you some brownie points.
He gets a star.
Yeah, normally we just give you the brownie emoji.
Yes.
Which is really something else. Mm-hmm. Fauci said, well, it's possible that there's a lab leak, but if you look at the viruses that the NIH funded, and it was a very, very small grant. I mean, I couldn't even eat lunch on that. Like $130,000 a year that were granted to the study bat viruses in a surveillance way to see what's out there. What? What? Talk about meandering around the issue.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you look at those viruses and you look at what was done with the viruses, will he say the word gain of function? Will he say that term?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
What was done with those viruses, it would be essentially molecularly
mm-hmm.
impossible for those viruses to turn into SARS-CoV-2 because they were so evolutionarily distant that I can't tell you what's going on in all of China and in other things, but I can tell you for sure that if you look at the viruses that the NIH grant funded to study in a surveillance way, anybody who even has a peripheral understanding of evolutionary virology will tell you that these viruses could not possibly turn into SARS-CoV-2. So when we talk about a leak, maybe there's a lab leak, but it's not with the viruses that the NIH was funding. That is almost certain.
Almost.
That is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, did he meander around that one? Okay, so
yeah.
First of all, he says, look, the funding was a very, very small amount. Okay? And if it was a leak, so now he's entertaining mm-hmm. the possibility.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely saying there's a chance. But don't worry, if there was a leak,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't based on what we were funding. Yes, it was bat stuff. Yes, it was a SARS thing. Yes, it was a deadly virus. Yes, we were probably doing gain-of-function stuff, although I'll deny that. Yes, yes, yes to all that. But was that the virus that leaked? Oh, no. No, no, no. It's almost certain that it's not. Almost certain. Really? Wow. So Fauci, there he goes again. Mm-hmm. And joining us right now, our friend Dr. John, what do you think about what Dr. Fauci is saying?
Oh, my Lord. Hey, guys, this guy Fauci, flip-flop Fauci, he can't figure out, you know, I think how to tie his shoe some days in the morning, or he's tying the wrong shoe. For him to make the statement that it's evolutionarily impossible, okay, for the SARS-CoV-2 variant to have emerged, he's actually supporting our argument and the argument of everybody who knows anything about virology that this was not a naturally occurring variant, that the spike protein was essentially a weaponized variant that would not have otherwise occurred in nature. He's saying the same thing that we're saying. There have been thousands of variants of coronavirus in all sorts of animal species over thousands of years. None of them did what SARS-CoV-2 did to humans. So, yeah, absolutely, Anthony Fauci. Tony, you're right on. This thing could only have been manufactured in a lab using technologies that, you know, I know nothing about. And presumably he apparently does not either because, again, he's made the statement, this is not a product of the natural evolution of the coronaviruses, of which there are thousands of variants. So this was a weaponized spike protein that was produced in a lab as part of, yes, gain-of-function research. And, you know, there's no doubt in my mind, no doubt in the minds of the scientists like Dr. Ryan Cole, Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, etc.
Yeah, and I think even, like, denied at first that there was any money going there.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally had to admit it. And then they were using, like, sort of a go-between and a little, like, shell company to fund some of this stuff. And he's used the term gain-of-function many times over the years, but when COVID broke out, you couldn't get him to say it.
Amen. Follow the money. follow the power, follow the social engineering design that all of this is about. And guys, keep up the good work. I'm so glad you are hip to this stuff, all right? Have a blessed day.
You do the same, Dr. John. Always, always a pleasure. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. It's a Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We have a lot more to talk about coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on. Or Odyssey, the app. Don't forget, AUDACY. That's it, Odyssey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.